Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. And, of course, Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network. So thanks for listening. I want to talk to you about a new technology that I wrote about yesterday that's worth checking out. I'm going to go ahead and narrate this, but you can go online at ravepubs.com or open up your iPhone and open up your Rave News app and check it out at ravepubs.com. But the company's called Power Technology Incorporated. And I pondered the question if this could change the face of projection forever, especially multi-projection applications. So this company has developed a light system that allows you to generate as much as 250,000 lumens, yes, 250,000 lumens, and divide it up and send it to multiple sites simultaneously using laser light. So if you can imagine a video wall or image mapping where you're projecting on a large surface with multiple projectors, or even a movie theater where you have multiple projectors in different theaters, and you're able to distribute the light to each projector depending on how many projectors you have and how much light you need. So if you have two large theaters and eight small theaters, you can send, say, 25 or 30,000 or maybe even 50,000 lumens of light to the two large theaters, and then only 10 or 20,000 lumens of light to the small theaters. You could do the same thing with image mapping. You could do the same thing with multi-image projection, like video wall applications or digital signage applications. So basically what they've built is a giant power supply that generates laser light. So why I think this could change the future of everything is because they are encouraging projector manufacturers to then build projectors, which you can be assured that companies in Taiwan and China will start doing this, whether it be Coretronics or Delta or somebody like that, build projectors with only without the light block, only have the imager in it. So it could be any sort of projection technology, LCD, it could be laser phosphor, it could be DLP, and you remove the light source. Well, this company, Power Technology, would hold the light source in a rack, and you distribute the light using laser light, sort of like distributing fiber optic from a home run, to each projector, depending on how far you need to go or how much light you need to have. It's really hard to kind of get totally on a podcast, and I hope to get the founder of the company on the phone or on a podcast with me sometime in the next week or so. But in the meantime, check out the story I have on ravepubs.com, because I've also embedded a video there that explains how the technology works, and it's worth listening. And they call it the Illumina Light Farm, and they have these Illumina Light Farms, which are basically giant laser light engines, between 5,000 and 250,000 lumens from a single location. And I'm not kidding you. It's pretty awesome. It could change the face of projection. So check it out, ravepubs.com, and thanks for listening.